being respectful and kind. Here at True Balance Karate in Downers Grove, Illinois, we have a social emotional learning program called True Character. I'm Master H, the owner and chief instructor here at the studio. I have two master's degrees in education, and we've developed this curriculum to meet the needs of our youngest student, who is 3 or 4, and our oldest student, who is 86. And this month, we are talking about being courteous. I am respectful, kind, and use my manners. And we're going to talk about using our manners next week. This week, we're going to be defining being respectful and demonstrating kindness, and how those two things play a role in being courteous. And so as we're talking about demonstrating our respect, we're talking about what do we do in certain situations? How does respect look like? Someone's talking and you want to say something. What's the respectful thing to do? Stand there, smile, listen, respond, wait your turn, add in your thoughts when there's a correct moment rather than interrupting. It's a very courteous thing to do to take our turn. And that's also a very respectful thing to do. You're in line at the grocery store and you really want to get somewhere. Us adults, we can fully understand when we literally needed to grab like one thing and we're standing in line and it seems to be taking forever and the eyes are starting to roll and we just want to get out of the store and what are we going to do, right? And we as adults can't throw a temper tantrum. And our kids, well, we're working on teaching them how to be courteous and take turns and show respect and let's all wait patiently. And that's where showing courtesy comes in, right? We might need to get there, but we need to take a deep breath. We need to wait our turn. We need to practice our patience, which in turn means practicing our respect for the other people in line. They would like to get going as much as we would like to get going. The cashier is moving as quickly as they can move. We just have to practice our patience to demonstrate that respect that we have for each other. And then there's also the demonstrating respect when it comes to losing a game. Last week, I talked about how, very briefly, but I talked about how we all know what it feels like to win. We like that feeling. We don't need to be taught how to celebrate, right? We all understand we are joyful and happy when we win. It's what happens when we lose that demonstrates our respect. Do we stand up and shake the other person's hand? Or do we storm away throwing our gear to the ground? My son wrestles. He likes to wrestle. He enjoys wrestling. And at the end of every match, win or lose, you are supposed to shake the opponent's hand. And then you are supposed to go over to the coach and shake that coach's hand before you go back to your side of the mat. And we look at that as a courteous, respectful thing to do because you might be happy you won, which you should be, but you also need to learn from your mistakes. You also need to learn from what went on the mat so that you can grow and do better. And here at the studio, it's the same thing. You know, we do tournaments and things like that. If you don't win the tournament, you don't win the tournament. What did you learn? That's when you're showing your respect and your courteousness for your fellow martial artists. What did you learn along the way? And so showing courtesy, it's all about that respect. And it's also about that kindness. Because when we're being kind, we're also being respectful. Shaking somebody's hand, greeting them with a smile, practicing our patience, giving a turn to somebody who has been waiting longer than you have. All of those things are us practicing kindness and respect. Like the two are linked together with each other. And that's why respectfulness and kindness, along with manners that we'll talk about next week, demonstrate our courtesy for each other. And so as we continue to learn and grow and understand this word, this concept, it's helpful to understand how the two are linked together with demonstrating courtesy. Thanks, and I'll see you on the mat.